On Air Music presents Long Player.
Hey everyone, this is Daniel from Sheepdog and Wolf. I'm doing a long player with Jess about my new album, Two Minds, that just come out, and I'm really proud of it, and I hope you like it. So here's my long player.
Oh God, it's been a long time waiting for this album. What is it, like 7 years or something?
I think that we're 7.5 years since the last album was done. And
wow.
Well, it's not since the last album was released, and like 4 and a bit years since this album was completed.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my God, so you've really been sitting on it for like a long time.
Yeah. And I wasn't intending to be sitting on it for this long. It was all just like there kept being garbage in between that just kept stopping us being able to release it.
Yeah. So this hasn't changed at all?
No, I literally haven't touched it since we finished. Well, I think we finished it on like December 2016 or something, or maybe January 2017, and then I just have not touched it since then, because it feels like kind of a document of a time period. It doesn't feel right to go back and change it afterwards.
Yeah, oh my God. Yeah. I didn't actually know how long you've been sitting on it for.
Yeah.
For this album to be released, how does that feel for you?
It actually feels pretty good. I was really worried that over that time I would lose any pride in it and be like, oh my God, what is this piece of trash that I made 4 years ago? But it actually hasn't gotten that point, which I think is like a good sign for me. Like, I listened to it again recently because I was, you know, oh my God, I'm actually going to release this. And I still felt really proud of it and really happy with the tracks. And like, there are definitely things I would change because my songwriting sensibilities have changed. But I think it's like, for what I was making at the time, what I was aiming for at the time, I'm really proud of what I produced. So yeah, I'm feeling good about putting it out there.
Yeah, that's really good to hear, because sometimes like you hear lots of musicians like sound things for a long time and then they end up hating it and they don't release it. So it's good to hear that this album has stood against the test of time. And
yes, I hope so.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, even now listening to the album, it's so fresh, and it's nice to have you release songs again.
Oh, thank you. It's very nice to release them.
How would you describe this album as a whole?
I think the album it's kind of like a document of a period where I was coming to terms with mental illness and its impact on my life, and also the way that it interacted with chronic physical illness that I was experiencing at the time as well. So it's kind of a document of that. That makes it sound really depressing though, because it's not just depressing. Like, it's also, I think it's about like the kind of shafts of light that could shine through even during that time. And ultimately I think of it as like an album of like a journey towards some sort of recovery, like not any kind of complete journey, but it feels like the album moves towards a place where I kind of understood more what I was going through and how I could ask for help and how I could actually change and feel better. And so I think it's ultimately a hopeful album, but coming from a really, really depressing place.
It is very hopeful. And like, obviously we're going to talk about the songs soon. And yeah, I think the album, for me listening to it, is very hopeful, and it feels therapeutic and it's relatable. I'm sure it will be for so many people.
Oh, I'm glad to hear. I mean, that's really kind of what I aim for when I'm writing. I try to do like kind of, I try to forget that anyone's ever going to listen to it and just kind of make it like a confessional sort of process, like almost like a journaling thing. And I think that the artists that I connect with most and find most therapeutic are the artists that try and be as honest as they can in their lyrics. And so that's what I'm kind of going for. So that's very encouraging. Thank you.
Yeah, you can definitely like hear it and you feel it. The first track that we're talking about is also the title track, Two Minds.
Yes.
What's that one about?
So Two Minds was written pretty early on in the writing process. Actually, the album in general is, apart from one exception, is ordered in the order that I wrote the tracks in. So I think Fine is the only one that was written out of order. But so Two Minds was pretty early on, before I really understood what I was experiencing with my anxiety disorder and depression and stuff. And so it's about being at a place where I felt really dependent on anxiety, especially anxiety, not so much depression, but felt really dependent on it as a core part of me, and almost like a fence that was like from being like a terrible person. Like, I felt like if it wasn't there as some sort of fail safe to prevent me from hurting people or making bad decisions, that I just wouldn't be me anymore. And so it's about feeling this kind of conflict of like absolutely hating the experience of having an anxiety disorder and being like it causing physical pain and mental distress all the time, and kind of, you know, objectively sort of ruining your life, but then also for some reason feeling like you really, really need it and that you just would not be you if you didn't have it. And so that's what it's kind of about. It's about that internal conflict.
Mind and hope to heart and call us breathing. This my safeguard, keeping me from hurting. All those I love, guiding my decisions. Keeping cautious, I'm a better person. For them, why does all I might complain?
So the next track I'm going to talk about is Could've. It's kind of like much more stripped back than the other tracks on the album. It's much more of a kind of guitar-y song, more similar to what I was doing on Ego Spect, I think. But it's kind of like a letter to myself, sort of. On Bath's album Obsidian, there's a number of tracks where he uses this kind of structure and he talks to himself as a second person. And I just found that really kind of strong, like having your sort of internal monologue externalized. And so I was trying to do that with this track. And it's basically about how as a person, I'm not like a violent or angry person or a person that like holds grudges or hates people or anything. It just doesn't happen. But like the one exception to that during this period was like myself. Like I did all of that to myself. Like I was like being violent with myself and very like hateful and holding grudges. And like, so it's kind of like externalizing that voice of like kind of disappointment in myself. And like, you could have done all of these things today. You could have gone out and you know, been a human and seen people and seen your friends, and you could have done these things. You could have written a whole album by now, but you haven't done any of that, and so you're a garbage person. And that's what this song is about. It's the reason it's early on in the album is because it's part of the journey that I got past. So it's not where I'm at now, but that's what I was trying to get across with this track. And so that's like the choruses, and I don't hate and I don't hurt, I never hold a grudge, but you're the one. And it's just kind of like talking to me. So I'm really glad I'm past that point. But yeah, this, it's kind of a bit of a hard track to listen to now, to be honest, because it's like I'm not super stoked that I was in that place. I'm really proud of it, and I think it really, like for me at least, kind of hits emotionally, and I hope it can kind of help in some way for other people who are feeling similar ways. I'm not sure. I guess that's the intention with all the tracks.
You left the house today. The effort left you pale and dry. Crawling back to bed, aching shame inside your I don't hate.
Next track on the album, and next track we're talking about, is called Fines. It's the first track of the second half, and it feels quite like tied into Could've to me, actually, to be honest. It actually is musically tied in. So at the end of Could've, you can hear like a saxophone tone come through, which has been there for a while, but you couldn't really hear it through the distorted guitar. And it comes out, and then it kind of stops, and that same saxophone starts again, and that's the start of Fine. Fine for me is one of the ones that I'm proudest of from a production point of view, because I was really trying to push what I was doing with production. I was listening to a lot of long form electronica stuff at the time when I was writing this, which is not something I have a skill set for, but like stuff like Nicholas Yar, like Sirens and Floating Points, and so I really wanted to apply my very different skill set to like making a song of a similar vibe. And so I start off with a whole lot of saxophones. I think it's four different saxophones played really lightly to kind of sound slightly fluty, and like in an attempt to be kind of synthy, like detuning and retuning the embouchure so that it like kind of goes like that. And what that means is that because you've got four saxophone parts doing that, they start to beat with each other. So when you have saxophones or any tone that is like very slightly out of tune, they cause a rhythm because the frequencies are not quite the same. And so if you listen to this on speakers, you can hear it on headphones as well, but it's best on speakers, you'll start hearing like a kind of thing that happens between the saxophones.
I haven't felt like
thematically, Fine is about, I guess, it feels like a continuation of Could Have, because it's about like the depths of denial that I was in at that point. Because I think for writing the whole first half of this album, listening to it now, it's very clear that I was writing about mental illness and being in a really bad place. But I just wasn't, outside of writing songs, I just wasn't really aware of that. I was like, oh, I'm fine, I'm doing good, you know, everything's chill. And so Fine is about how you can, you know, the first few lyrics, like, I haven't been outside in days, I haven't felt a thing in weeks, that kind of thing. Like, it's pretty clear what that's about. And then the end of the song is just, I'm fine, over and over again. And for some reason, I think maybe there was some sort of, like, unwanted Kiwi male stoicism sipped in or something, but like I didn't want to admit that I was mentally ill. I didn't want to admit that I had this. It felt like a sign of weakness. I absolutely don't think that now, but just internally at the time, that was what it felt like. After this period, I actually got past that denial and was able to admit what was happening and ask for help and realize that there's like no shame in it whatsoever, and I'm doing so much better now. So if anybody is at the point that this song is describing right now, you should. It's okay to not be doing well, and also you can ask for help and things might be better. I didn't really understand that at the time. The next track on the album is Deep Crescents. Deep Crescents is, I think, my favorite song I've ever written. I'm very aware that that won't be most people's favorite song because it's weird and sprawling and like quite bizarre, but I'm just really proud of this track. I wanted to create something which had like multiple movements and which kind of felt almost symphonic, even though I can't do anything like that arrangement wise, you know, my own take on something symphonic. And what the track is actually about, like the depths of a panic attack and like going into it and the kind of self-harm and that kind of thing that I would inflict on myself during those periods, and like having my partner having to like physically restrain me and that kind of thing, and then coming out of it and feeling sort of drained and like destroyed, but also just trying to remind yourself that like you're a person without the anxiety, you're a person without the, you know, the voice that is like screaming at you and punching you with your own fist. So it's, as much as it's a really intense song, I actually feel like it's, for me, it feels like a really positive point in the journey, because it describes to me like the point at which I started thinking of anxiety as something that was, it's like the foil to Two Minds. It's the point that I started thinking of anxiety as something which was not a core part of me and something which I could externalize and say that's something that needs to be fixed, that's something which is like really damaging me.
Red weight pressing down on my chest, there's no telling where he will hit me next. Deep crescents branding my scalp from the fingers grappling to help me tear the bastard out by the root, rip my face out, probably would if I could, bruising knuckles, beating my brow, my brain buckled, I must remember.
someone before he was ever here.
Feeling is, it definitely felt like the closer as I was writing it. It felt like I was writing it at a really good point where I had this kind of chronic sinusitis that was also complicating things with the anxiety and the depression, and I'd reached a point where that had kind of cleared up a bit. I'd had several operations. I'd remember I used to go for these walks in Wellington, and I lived in Newtown when I was recording this, and I used to go for these walks up into the town belt. It's really, really beautiful. It's like this pine forest just like right next to the city, and you could basically go from suburban houses straight into a pine forest, and it's gorgeous. And so I used to go and walk up through there. When you have a sinus infection, and I had a sinus infection for like 6 years, you can't really smell anything, and you can't really like feel the air on your nose or anything. So I was just like walking around just like, oh my God, like this is, the air is so like cold in my nose, and like it smells amazing, and like I can actually feel like I'm interacting with the world. And I was also at that point like doing relatively well with my mental health. Like I'd made some changes in my life and reached out to some people. And so it just kind of felt like I'd been kind of experiencing the world through like a duvet or something, you know, like everything was kind of muffled. And then this, it had kind of been like lifted. The feeling ends very, very abruptly. It ends like at the peak. The reason I did that is because it didn't really make sense to me to finish it in any like actually completed way, like a way with a conclusion, because I just had no idea what that conclusion would be. And so it made much more sense for me to capture it up to the point of this like this fizzing, this like bubbling over, this excitement of feeling everything, and then to just have that cut out and have the rest of what it could be up to, I guess, the listener or me or like whoever, like the kind of leave it unknown, because that's what it felt like. It feels like the, not the end of the journey, but like the upwards part of the arc where I felt like I was feeling hopeful again and like things could get better. And, you know, it's a real contrast to Months, the first track, which is like everything is terrible and not me. So, yeah, that feeling is one of the big reasons why this album still feels like a positive statement to me.
That was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.